T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
722, temperature at 43 here on WCCSD. We'll have all the news coming your way in 7 minutes on what should really be a nice day. And I shouldn't bring that up to somebody who'll be inside probably all day and all night. That's the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Paul Gazelka. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What kind of hours are you working now?
It's like 7 a.m. to somewhere around midnight. Seems like most every day, but we got done early last night, you know, before 11.
Let me ask you about that meeting that you had with the three of you yesterday, the governor and the Melissa Hortman. What anything accomplished there, Senator?
Well, you know, we had a bunch of meetings starting Thursday, and I think we had 3 or 4 of them yesterday alone. And we're trying to set the targets about what we would spend in each of the area and overall how much money we would spend. And unfortunately, we come from two different places. We Republicans want to say, okay, how much money do we have? And then divide that out into the areas by priorities. And on the other side, they want to ask how much do we want to have in each of the areas, and whatever that adds up to, we'll raise the taxes to get to it. And so... so we keep kind of wrestling around that issue, and unfortunately at the end yesterday it really bogged down where we thought we might have a breakthrough. We didn't, and primarily because of those two positions. They don't want to reduce any of their $3 billion of tax increases, not even a penny, and that is just is making it difficult.
Will the three of you get together again soon?
I hope we get together today. Frankly, what I will say is good is both the governor and the speaker and I are pragmatic and want to figure out how to work together. And even when we're frustrated, I don't think it gets caustic. And I think that's really good for Minnesota and for us to finish. So I'll make every effort to get together again today and see if we can hammer this out.
The governor's spokesman said yesterday, Senator, that Senate Republicans responded with an offer to add $0 in new investments. How do you react to that?
Well, we first proposed that if we can save some money on health and human services spending, which most people think needs a haircut, whether it's CCAP, which is the Child Care Assistance Program, or others, and we said, well, if we can save some money there, we'll put it into E-12 education. And then the governor came back with a $200 million down from their $3 billion up. And we came back with $25 million more that we would put into E-12 education. So there were offers. What I would say is on both sides, they were very tentative. They weren't where they should be. But we have to have a significant drop in his desire for new taxes, that whether it's the gas tax, the cab fee increase, sick tax. I mean, there's $3 billion of new taxes, and we're saying, look, we can live within the resources we have. We have $1 billion of surplus. We can do this. But that is where the roadblock is.
Do you see any compromise on the gas tax?
No. And what I try to remind people is 2 years ago, for the first time in over a decade, Republicans in the House and Senate actually passed new money for roads and bridges. We took half the sales tax on auto parts, and that now goes into roads and bridges. And we did bonding projects like Highway 14, Highway 23, Highway 252. We did both of those things, and we would continue to do that. And that was the first increase in transportation funding in over a decade. And so we found a path that works that Governor Dayton signed, and so we want to continue on that. He wants to totally undo that and then start with the gas tax. And so that's an area that doesn't need to be addressed nearly as much as some of the rest of the budget.
There is some good news in the midst of all of this, and that is it looks like an end to the troubled Minlar system. What's your reaction to that?
I think the governor deserves credit on that. We have been talking for a while that why not have an independent third party look at Minlars, and if it's not working, let's dump it, dump the government attempt to try to fix it, and let a private party do it. And we all did that, all agreed on that together, and the data came up, and it did say it is a mess. And so wasn't the governor's problem. It was dropped in his lap, and he made a decision with us that we would go a different route. And so I compliment him there. Anytime we see something that's not working and we're willing to do something different, whoever's involved in that change deserves credit. He deserves credit here.
Senator, kind of behind the scenes, if we can kind of peek behind the curtain a little bit, but tell us about how you select conference committee members, because we know how crucial they are, especially right now with the omnibus bill, budget bills, everything going on. But how do you decide who goes in there, and how important is that position?
Well, the first position that's going to be in there is the chair or the person that actually carried the bill. In the Senate, I think there's typically five people from each side, and so in the Senate controlled by Republicans, it's pretty much going to be four Republicans and one Democrat senator. As long as the Democrats in the Senate vote for it, then we want to put one of their people on there. And it's very, very important that they understand the subject matter, because both sides are typically in some areas very far apart. And then you have to figure out, well, what can we take from each other? What will we not accept? And, you know, when you have two different parties running the state, the House and the Senate, it is not easy because the agendas are very different. And so what I've been reminding the governor and the speaker is, look, we have to make sure we take care of the fundamentals. We have to pass the things that Minnesota needs us to get done. And some of the things that we have for vision for the future for Minnesota that the other side doesn't have, we gotta be willing to let go of those. And that's not easy, but we don't have that many days left, and we gotta pass the budget, and we're all committed to doing that and doing it on time.
Yeah, and you have to get right back to work here. I know that, and I appreciate your time here, Mr. Leader. But one last question. Fishing opener, Albert Lee this weekend. Who are you going to be in the boat with, and will you talk politics?
Well, it's almost hard not to talk politics this year. The governor has invited myself and the speaker and the two minority leaders of the House and Senate. So it adds Senator Bach and Representative Dowd. So it's going to be like getting the band back together again. And who knows? We might hammer out an agreement on the boat. And, the way it lines up now, it's barely a week from the end, the fishing opener. So I'm hopeful. And I'm going to catch some walleyes, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.